Everyone, we'll turn to the opening verse of yesterday's parsha. Vayakel Moshe et kol adat bnei Yisrael. Moshe gathered together all the community of the Bnei Yisrael. So the sage of the Midrash already asks, there's no other passage in the Chumash where it uses its phrase. Why is it used here? This is chapter 35, verse 1. So the answer, which the Midrash gives, a similar expression in other places. Midah says, happy are the saints who know to make an agreement between the people of Israel and their Father in heaven. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, let the word Vayakel, we're gathering everyone together, come, because in this passage, and the following passage, is a description of Asuli Mikdash, they should make for me a sanctuary. And that sanctuary, the Chaper Maso Egel, will bring atonement for the sin of the golden calf, where it says, the people said to Aaron, Vayikahel ha'am el Aaron, same word, Vayikahel, and they said to him, Kum aselanu Elohim, make a God in front of us, Gizeh Moshe Ish, because you know what's happened to Moshe, this man, the holy man. He hasn't come back when he said he would come back. That was their current situation. And the only way they can be atoned, if now we all get together to build a sanctuary. So the base of the Midrash goes a bit further backwards. The people of Israel were only given the Torah when they reached the level of accepting to become a kingdom of priests and holy nation. And when they accepted this all together, because it says in chapter 20 of Shemot, chapter 19 of Shemot, preamble to the Ten Commandments and the Decalogue, that the people, Vayachanu v'midbar, they encamped in the desert. Vayichancham Yisrael neged ahar. And then it says there the people, they encamped opposite the mountain. So, every word in the Torah is significant. Why in this verse does it first say, Vayachanu, they encamped in the desert, also in front of Sinai? And then Vayichan Sham, it's repeated, it says, the people there, Vayichan is the singular, they went and camped there. Why in the middle of the verse does it change the plural to the singular? So it says when they were confronted with a mountain, when the mountain is described, there's fire burning at the top of the mountain, and they recognize this is something supernatural on the highest level. They're about to hear the voice of Hashem, but before everything just went through Moshe. So they became different. Before they were Vayachanu, in the plural. Now they became one. Vayichan Sham, and Rashi brings there, the statement of the sages, Melev echad ki ish echad. They became like one man with one heart. They became united. All the people around the mountain. And then after, unfortunately, the spirit of divisiveness entered. Because really it was the Erevrav who gathered together, but they influenced the others to join them. Who didn't join them?
Arois.
Hur. Many from the tribe of Levi.
Hur.
And Hur, husband of Miriam. He battled against them. You mustn't do this. So they killed him. And most of the people were either passive or they joined in. Joined in, it says, dancing around their new idol. I'll just mention something which is important for our generation, because there's a manifold aspect of the sin of the golden calf. And the sages say, the sin of the golden calf, unfortunately, was not eradicated completely. Even if you see that they were given new tablets of stone, and had the Ten Commandments on them. And Moshe Rabbeinu prayed and prayed that Hashem should give him up, but not give up the people. So Hashem relented and said, I know him, Hashem. But Yom Pakti says, when Am Yisrael are not on the highest level, Hashem will punish us. That means part of the sin is still with us. And I'll tell you how serious it is. We go into it. Because part of the sin, what was their source? They said, Moshe Ish. We relied upon Moshe. There's never been such a great teacher of Torah, of Hashem, as Moshe, our teacher. And he performed so many miracles. It was through his great merit that Am Yisrael witnessed the 10 plagues, witnessed the splitting of the Red Sea. So many miracles. And he was always the spokesman for the people to Hashem. Just he had like brought the message of Hashem to the people. And we're waiting for him. He went on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, and it was very difficult for him. He didn't have a medium. And Moshe taught that you've got to pray to Hashem directly. Still, it was very difficult for him. And that has happened in the course of generations also. It's difficult. People recognize that their connection with Hashem can only come through a teacher, then sometimes they say, well, if the teacher isn't here, what can I do? I've got nobody to guide me. It happened in our generation. It happened in the matter of Mashiachistim. There's some of the Mashiachistim who say that the Rebbe is the Mashiach. And some of them go a stage further and they say, let's go and worship him. And they can put his picture in front of them when they say tefillah, which is forbidden according to the Torah. And I know the Rebbe, because I have a great support to be close to him, he was very much against this. And even the older Hasidim, they know this. And he reached the stage that even at the moment there's a whole business going on, because the shliach of the Rebbe, this is what's happening in our time. The shliach of the Rebbe was Yossi Gutnik. He was the special shliach to Eretz Yisrael. And he did a lot to increase the power of Chabad all over the world. And he was an anti-Mashiachist, like I am. Why? Because he knew what the Rebbe wanted. The Rebbe was an anti-Mashiachist. And how was it possible for this? The ways of Hashem are unusual. How was it possible for the movement of Mashiachistim not to spread too far? It's possible, for somebody said, well, the Rebbe hinted there is no Mashiach. And some of the Gedolim, they believed it came from the Rebbe. They did not have the privilege to speak for them directly. I'll tell you here because it's important for people to know, and even now there's a court case because of this. Explain soon. Yossi Gutnik, who even pledged to give us money to dedicate the Beit HaMedrash, unfortunately he's no longer in such a good position as he was in those years. So he apparently, there's a place in Tzfat. Tzfat is a dangerous sect of Mashiachistim. Because some of them, they are, I don't want to even say it, they think and they pray to the Rebbe and they call the Rebbe like the Cheta Ego. I'm sorry to say so. I don't want to express what they actually do, some of them. The Rav of Tzfat was also one of, he was a chosid of the Rebbe, an anti-Mashiachist. And this sect, because he spoke against the Mashiachistim, they went and wounded him, put him in hospital. Then he died young. That's what they get up to. It's a Mashugas. And where does it come from? It comes from the fact that there are so many Bali Teshuva made by Lubavitch, and that's his greatest mofet of the Rebbe. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who were assimilating enormously, they'd come near through Chabad, and a great part of them, a great proportion of them, are former Christians. And the Christians, you know, the Christians, they think to worship Hashem in whatever medium. Turn of early Christianity that is taking place. So what's the court case now? He doesn't have so much money. So he did sponsor a building for Chabad in Tzfat. But then it wasn't even so clear. None of these, at that time, there wasn't anybody. He went to the state I just described. But it's exactly the Chet HaEgel. Well, Kizeh Moshe HaIsh. We need a Moshe HaIsh for our generation. That's what they said. And therefore make us a representative that we can see concretely. So Hashem said, after the Chet HaEgel, He even gave an opportunity. That was the whole idea. He gave us a Beit HaMikdash, a sanctuary. He said, yes. A sanctuary, even with the Kruvim, the cherubs, will help. Because they'll teach you. We all live in a material, concrete world. We've got to use the concrete world in order to recognize the power that lies behind every aspect of the concrete world. And recognize the true spiritual, non-concrete, non-material God. Although, as we say in Tehillim, Hayotze Ayin Alo Yavit, Hashem is Borach, He can see without eyes. He can hear without ears. You've got to recognize the power that lies behind everything. Hashem is the only power. And just as the Rebbe said to me at the time when I discussed this with him, he even used the word Chas V'Shalom for people to think he's the Mashiach. And he even brought proofs to me that he can't be the Mashiach. And therefore he wrote a commentary on those passages in the Rambam which deal with Mashiach, and asked all his Hasidim to study it, with his commentary, from which it turns out that he couldn't be the Mashiach. Yeah? And nevertheless, we get these people who are stubborn. That's one of the, and Baruch Hashem, I said at the Hesper I made for Rav Kah, who came out strongly against the Mashiachistic, couldn't spread. Because he was a bit misinformed, I can even tell you, he's misinformed. In fact, his son-in-law, who's one of the greatest poskim of a generation, he's the head of Chabad in Yerushalayim, anti-Mashiachist. Yeah, they all know it. And I still remember discussing this question with Rosh Shlomo Zalman Uerbacher's son. I said to him, listen, what's all this going on? All this anti-Mashiachism. I happen to know that the Rebbe is very much against it. So why is he attacking? Why is he saying Rebbe? Because I know also how it all happened. I'll get into this bit first more deeply. You know that someone once learned with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he claims that certain things that Rebbe said gave encouragement to the Hasid to think it's the Mashiach. But the truth is the movement became very strong and reached even this level to the Moshe Ishmael. When did it happen? It happened when the Rebbe had a stroke. And I myself was a witness on one of my last visits to see the Rebbe when he had the stroke. These Mashiachistim, they went and put the Rebbe on the podium, facing everybody, and then they daven mincha. And I daven mincha before already. I saw nearly all the Hasidim, they weren't looking at the Siddur, looking at the Rebbe whilst they were davening. You see, that's how it happens. There we needed strong power to destroy this movement. And even now, it's a dangerous movement. And I've had here in the yeshiva, people Mashiachistim, and Baruch Hashem, I must tell you, the most extreme Mashiachist I had in the yeshiva, he came from Crown Heights, and his father was very close to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe had already died. But he came to the yeshiva, and it had worked out in a fax from the Rebbe's keva, that he should go and join Nachal Charedi. So he came and joined Nachal Charedi, and he became to us first. So I worked through, show me the facts, what did he say? Anyway, this bocher is one of the most brilliant bocherim we've had in the yeshiva. Yeah, on a very high level. He was a mashiachist. With him, when I had him here, I said, I'm going to learn the Rebbe's Pirush on the chapters of the Rambam that deal with Mashiach. And I showed him, it went in a few months, it was good for everybody. I went through it and demonstrated. You see, the Rebbe himself brings proof from the Rambam that he comes in Mashiach. Yeah. And he gave me a number of proofs. But the Rebbe did what the Chofetz Chaim did. The same thing. The Chofetz Chaim in his last years, he kept on saying to everybody, you've got to prepare yourself for the coming of the Mashiach. And I can see him coming. Even heard from someone, he put it this way. I was very close to Dan Grossman of Saudi, learned also in Radin. He told me, still in the Chofetz Chaim, said, I can see him coming, he's waiting for you. Do teshuva, the Mashiach is here. And it's interesting, more than that, that the Chofetz Chaim appeared in dreams, not people who generally have such dreams or relate them. There's a of Shach Nazon, a big Litvisher Talmud Chacham, who spent some time with the Chofetz Chaim when he was young. So when he was in his 90s, he was already sick. So, the Chofetz Chaim appeared to him a few times in a dream, and he said to him, you've got to tell everybody, Mashiach is waiting. Everyone must do teshuva. Because you're keeping it back by not doing enough teshuva. Go and spread it. He got the dream a second time. I went to see him about it. And what's happened now, I say, that Vayakil Moshe, we say, what is the solution to the Chet HaEgel of our time? Also the Mikdos, today we don't have a Mikdos, but the concept of the Mikdos, if you go into it more thoroughly, it's to create unity amongst all different parts of Am Yisrael. Just like the sanctuary, little bit HaMikdos, is made up of many different parts, many different levels. The Mikdash today is Toiro. Yeah? As we say, Ibonim Beit HaMikdos, we say, HaKembo Toiro Sefer. Today we have the Toiro, learning Toiro, every Beis HaMedrash, every Beis HaKnesses, every Beis who learns Toiro, is fulfilling Toiro, avoiding Mitzvos Chasodim, represented by the Mikdash. Or today you don't have it in the concrete form that it was, you have it in a slightly weaker form, externally, we've got Sefer Torah, we've got a bit by Midrash, we've got Moses of Chesed. So it carries on in certain ways to prepare us for the true Beit HaMikdash. The true Beit HaMikdash is beyond our present level of Kedusha. You've got to have a level of Kedusha to have it. And it doesn't say, also the Mikdash was Shachanti Betocho. Shachanti Betocham. The purpose of the Mikdash is that holiness enters into the people. And holiness also comes with wholeness. We've got to try and be as inclusive as possible. So I say, the Chofetz Chaim has also, through his ishtadlut, his effort, b'shamayim, he's brought out something which is not short of a miracle. It's perhaps not a miracle revealed, it's a nes nistar. The Nes Nista, all those that worked on producing this, the film, which we screened a couple of weeks ago, it's something fantastic. Just to see the Chofetz Chaim and the other Gedolei HaTorah is fantastic. But to really understand it, I got also last week a contemporary report of high-class journalists of the Agudat Yisrael who wrote down what was happening at this Knesset Gedolah. Begin with the vote of the Gerer Rebbe there. Gerer is one of the greatest highlights of that Knesset. And he said more or less it was like the Chofetz Chaim, but he said the following. He said, why we call it Knesset? The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who got together all the Chachomim, and some of them still prophets, they nullified the evil inclination of Avodah Zarah. But also, apparently, I mean, I'm adding a bit to his word, apparently there's still remnants of it left. The Ger Rebbe says, today we have also Avodah Zarah. Got people, that's also a type of different, he was not referring to Shechistim, he didn't know about it yet. They hadn't developed it. In fact, the Lubavitcher Rebbe of that time, Rashab, he came to the founding conference of Katowice, which came even before the Knesset. And he used to say, if Chaim Briska joins the Aguda, I'm joining as well. If he doesn't join, I'm not joining. Follow Chaim Briska. That was his Kesha. Chaim Briska was the highest level of teacher in the Litvisha Dera. And the Blavisha Rebbe followed Balatanya. And there was great friendship between them. And certainly he was going to, these are two leaders, which are very important, founding of the Agudas Yisrael. And then what happened afterwards, I think Chaim Briska died already, so, but the Aguda wasn't going quite according to what they thought at the beginning. In any case, this Knesset, the Ger Rebbe said as well, why do we call it Knesset? Because they said it's going to follow on a little bit the way, in a weaker form, of the Knesset HaGedolah. It gathered, if you look carefully, in the speeches which were produced by the Israelite with official organ, with the organizer was Jacob Rosenheim, so he, in the Israelite, to go through those speeches and also the experiences that went on there, discussion that went on, concerning partnership with Mizrahi, yes or no. they spoke that this Knesset, there were representatives from England, from London, also people who I knew, and there were representatives from America, like Rav Leo Jung was there. They spoke many different languages, and the Sephardim, there was a representative of I think, Ben Ishchai was still living then, I think. Anyway, there was a caller of Nachman, who came from Baghdad, spoke in Ivrit. They had Yiddish, Ivrit, German, and then they had, from Russia, they couldn't get so many. 23, but some of the communists already. But the spirit of unity that comes out, and the Chofetz Chaim's message, I don't have time to tell you today. I've mentioned one message of him, but I think the Chofetz Chaim came down to this Bashomayim in this film. He was very much against having photographs, but he engineered Bashomayim through his tefillahs. And Nes Nista, that we should have this silent film in order to see in front of us all these gedolim of the previous generation. And in the Israelite, they describe the enormous extent of the word. It didn't only have the Knesset, the Gedolei Rabbanim, the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas, Rosh Yeshiva of Tel, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshivas, of Moshe Mordechai Epstein, Slopotkin, they all came there. This kid, they're all there. And there's some of the young ones who came with them, became later the Rosh Yechon Basam, and they're all there. And the spirit of unity that was introduced, that's also on that, Rameya Shapira was a fantastic orator. I said, there's one Rosh he gave them was 3 hours on education. And it contained so many different Torah, and culminates in the Daf HaYomi. That's when he founded the Daf HaYomi. And Daf HaYomi has made a revolution in Torah learning all over the world today. We are experiencing, in many ways, the message of the Chofetz Chaim to Am Yisrael. has had a more widespread impact after his death, not during his life. And in the age of 84, he comes and his speeches are fantastic and so important for us today. So therefore I suggested on Friday night in the shul, obviously the Chofetz Chaim always came here to teach us what we have today. We must make Knesset Gedoilo, but it can't be done in Israel. That's my opinion, in any case. If you go through it there, I'm going to try and do my best, and we must get widespread support for this to make sure it's done in America. Because we've got to get together all the Gedoile HaToiro, like there, try to unite them. But here in Israel, even then also, it was recognized that every place we have to deal with differently. For example, one of the striking examples is the number of rabbi doctors that participated. There are probably as many rabbi doctors that were Hasidic rebbes, and even perhaps more, that participated strongly in the organization and in the partnership with West Europe was different to East Europe. And in East Europe, you see, that all these rabbi doctors, they also did their part in providing finance and organization help that in Eastern Europe the yeshivas should not be touched. There should be no secular learning in the yeshivas and the chadorim, like we have today. That's what they were particular about. These rabbi doctors, they may have had kehillot that needed a different approach, like Rav Hirsch himself, who was one of the founding spirits behind. He lived beforehand, but Rav Proye, his son-in-law, he was a powerful person there. And the way they're discussing, everything is the direction of Kiruv Rechokim, the Chofetz Chaim emphasis. Even Shlomo Breuer comes up with that as well. We see here the right spirit of Torah, and it's so important, the message today, and here in Eretz Yisrael, because we have the challenge that we're living under the Medina, that doesn't follow laws of Torah. There's a Supreme Court of Justice based primarily upon values that are opposed to the Torah and upon methods which are, some of them, really distortion of justice according to the Torah concept. That's what we're faced with. Ultimately, the Beit HaMishpat HaGavoah, they can even override what they decide in the Knesset. Yeah? So this is the strongest power here. And they want to make a hukah. And today in Israel, in any case, we are confronted with so many non-Jews, and even Jews who've had a very doubtful form of proselytization. And today that's a big battle. Therefore, these things can be discussed, but only if it's done on a worldwide basis. But transform the Aguda from being centralized here, where there's specific challenges and problems. Some therefore say, don't even vote, because it's because of if you're voting. Certainly, I mean, when we had in the 100th anniversary of Rav Hirsch, we had lecturers, even some lecturers who were direct descendants of Rav Hirsch. So I challenged them. I said, what, you direct descendants of Rav Hirsch, you're ready to make these compromises with the Mizrahi, and you're ready to join in certain coalitions and so on, that to follow perhaps the concept of Rosh Gemeindah, which existed in Frankfurt, where it came from. And you are a descendant, your grandson of Shlomo Breuer, who insisted, this is what he insisted, and yeah, I can understand him also, he insisted, he will only join the Aguda if they don't permit rabbis of Rosh Gemeindahs to become representatives and to speak. This is my grandfather. He came in the time of Rav Hirsch. But as it's well known, many people are great followers of Rav Hirsch, as from my other grandfathers, the first chairman or president of Agudas Yisrael, and he gave the money also to start it. Every month he covered the deficit of the Religions Gesellschaft, because he was fortunate enough to become a millionaire. And he helped everybody. He helped Eretz Yisrael, he helped the Eda Haredis constantly. And the Eda Haredis became part of the Aguda. The Rosh Chaim then sent his representatives. That's how it was then. But today the problems have become concrete problems of day-to-day living, and therefore We've also got two shifts at the Satmar. The Hasidim say you shouldn't vote. They, the Haredi, don't vote. And maybe there are other groups now that are threatening not to vote. But you've got to, each time you've got to consider what are the Chanda phases. David Yashiv, that's how week what came also today of Shine with Rabbi Yashiv. And they certainly believe strongly you have to vote. You've got to vote for the Haredim. Because if not, then you don't know more proof than the last government. What Lapin's going to rule our lives. And the world Aguda, who, if it's on a worldwide basis, they've got enough money, maybe at this stage, to create a possibility for all the yeshivas, all those who want to be masur, in many areas, not to benefit from the government. Not if the government is led by people of Lapin. I know this. I think Lakewood Yeshiva, as far as I know, from the when all these things happened, they decided they're not going to take any monies from the government for the yeshiva. And they joined the Satma group. The Satma group, the World Aguda, will most probably, that's very likely, take this over. That we're not going to allow our educational basis of Moises of Limud Torah to be in any way influenced by this government. And how can that be done? It can be done. We've got millionaires in America. Hashem has given for Hashem. And the millionaires actually came here, some of them, and they said, why don't you make Chazit Haredit? But they said, we can't do it. They're quite right, they can't do it. Why? If you make Chazit Haredit, you won't get as many votes as you could if you do. So maybe on the voting, they'll carry on like they are. But the World Aguda might decide. Look, Taktivim for Mosdot of Torah should have nothing to do with this government. Because this government, even if the government won't make Lapid, give Lapid another chance to carry on his opposition, or Lapid might do teshuva, let's say. But still, there's so many elements in the government, representatives of the population Israel, which include a growing Arab representation, and a growing non-Jewish from Russia and other places, non-Jewish representation. And even some of those who've got somewhere other, because after all they give citizenship to someone who's got a grandfather who was Jewish, even if his mother was not Jewish, but they give them citizenship and they can vote. So there are plenty of Chazar eating Russians who like it, and who don't bother to get a proper Geirut. They say, I get citizenship. They still didn't get citizenship. So therefore the government is a democratic government. Okay, so in certain things, you'll join them in order to get as much power as you can. In matters of Torah education, the World Aguda decides. And the World Aguda is not bound by the political parties of Gimel or Shas that exist here. We in any case see, unfortunately, that the situation is so pressured and so difficult that these parties have to battle to get votes from different groups. And obviously, it's part of the strategy is to get as many votes for Shmiras Shabbos and for keeping some Yiddishkeit as much as possible. That's been the general consensus of most of the Gedolei Torah. But, when we see today that in matters of Geirut, in matters of also its personal status, the Rabbanim, Rabbanim should also not be employed. Rabbanim should not be employed by the government. Rabbanim, we have to follow the Torah 100%. Then in any case, they're not going to accept, they can't accept the dictates of the government. If the majority of the government say we'll take this case to the Supreme Court, they'll disqualify the opinions of the Rabbanim. So why get into confrontation? We could make a division and say in all matters that have to do with keeping halacha and strengthening Torah, we are listening to the Mo'etzet Gedolei HaTorah combined of the Sfarim and Ashkenazim in America. In America, the Mo'etzet Gedolei HaTorah of America includes the Sfarim Gedolim. And maybe this way we can work together. So this is my suggestion, and I'm sorry, again, I want to ask you please to push Lema from my daughter, but I don't think I'm sure. No, sorry. You have questions, but you won't get an answer. And even questions, might as well leave them till the next year, tomorrow. Okay. tomorrow, maybe we have questions first then.
Chana Bat Lotta Bailey.
That's right.